This is KRCB's North Bay Report. I'm Bruce Robinson.
In 2002, the California Wine Institute and the California Association of Wine Grape Growers released a workbook called the Code of Sustainable Wine Growing Practices. And it's 230 different practices that a grower or a winemaker assesses their operation on.
That's John Garn, whose West County-based consulting business, ViewCraft, helps wineries and other businesses chart their way toward greater sustainability. That state workbook covers everything from energy consumption to water use, but its most valuable function, Garn suggests, may lie in simply getting people to question some of their long-held assumptions about the ways they do things.
5-6 years ago, when the conversation was first started, there was a lot of people that were entrenched and didn't really want to be bothered by it. But as they've seen more and more wineries actually save money and get some kind of recognition, like Mendocino Wine Company being designated as the first carbon neutral winery, so they get a lot of PR for that, I think more and more folks are paying attention to it. And through workshops and bringing wineries together so they can talk about it, they're finding out that there's a lot of money to be saved.
One widespread effect of this has been to require far greater documentation of the grape growers' day-to-day practices, not to satisfy some outside bureaucracy, but for their own benefit.
They keep a lot of information in their head. They don't write it down a lot. So season to season, the guys are out in the field farming, and they remember what will happen, but they don't document it or record it very well. It's now becoming more and more paramount for them to start collecting that content and that information because it does have additional value.
It's all part of a gradual shift in thinking across an industry, which Garn says is a recurring pattern that he's observed.
If you had 100 people, there's about 15-16% progressive people that are already doing a lot of the practices. Then you've got about 60 of those people that I call the fence sitters that are waiting to see how it pans out for the next year before they commit. And then the remainder, the 25 other people I call the naysayers. And eventually one of the naysayers will jump over the fence and become a cheerleader because they'll have some kind of insight from participating on the program. And that's when people start coming off the fence. And that's what we've been seeing over the past 4 years.
At the same time, consumers are asking for more information about the history of their purchases. Another change that Garn says producers will have to be ready to adjust to.
The consumer right now, with more and more information becoming available and the whole use of the word transparency, people are looking for that in the companies they do business with. They want to know they're taking care of the environment and they're taking care of their workers, and that information is now becoming available.
Overall, Garn says the wine industry is ahead of the curve in adapting to the sustainability imperative, enough so that other sectors of California agriculture are starting to seize on the vintner's example and follow it.
We're getting a lot of requests from other commodities. The avocado folks are in process right now of creating something. Stone fruit in the Central Valley, the almond industry is looking at it. So the state sustainability program is being used as a model in a lot of different agricultural commodities.
I'm Bruce Robinson reporting for KRCB News.